This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
And good morning, gardeners. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to help you with all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Real quick, I always like to talk about my father's newsletter when I'm on here. A couple things. One, we're working on getting it newer so you can see it each time, but we're going to be recycling a few old newsletters, getting some different articles from around the same time to get out there to keep it going. So if you hadn't received a newsletter prior, we started back up this week. One of the cool things that it talked about was the real Johnny Appleseed. His real name was John Chapman. He was born in Leominster, Massachusetts. I actually just drove by Leominster yesterday, and there's a big sign, home of Johnny Appleseed. That's true. There was a real man out there. He's one of the ones who actually brought planted apples from Massachusetts all the way out to Ohio, doing a few things. And that's one of the articles that we posted this past week, my father had it a couple times. A really good article, if you're interested in apples, was from September 22nd in 2016. All the different apples out there, what you can do with them, etc. It's really cool stuff. I just want to reiterate that they're still out there, the newsletter's out there. You can go to the website, paulparent.com, sign up for the newsletter. You can also go all the way to the bottom of the website where it says contact us and email us with your questions. We just got the email set up to go to me when I'm not in Maine and Kennebunk at my parents' house doing the show. So I'm going to circle back, get as many of them done as possible. So hopefully, if you have questions, you can go there and ask them. If you're too shy to get on there or you just don't have enough time to do it, you can do that. You can also be on our website and take a look at old shows. If you want to hear my dad's voice or hear what I've been doing the past couple weeks, you can listen to the old podcasts. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, let's go right back into the phone lines. Who's up first this hour?
Kevin in Middleton, New Hampshire.
Kevin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's such a coincidence because you were talking about germinating the seeds in the refrigerator. About 3 years ago, per your dad's instructions, I did exactly what you said with a lemon seed. I got it to grow. I got it in a pot. Well, now it's about 4 feet tall. Wow. We actually had three buds on it last spring. And it's about 3 feet wide, and I'd like to trim it back and, to shape it a little because it's really spreading out wide. But I didn't think that this was a good time of year, and I don't want to interrupt any buds that may come up this spring on it. And I was wondering if maybe you could give me some information on that.
So there's a couple things you could do. You could do it at this time, or you could wait. It's really on how what you're looking to do. Is it? Has it gotten to the point where it's just too crazy in the house? You know, you just need a little bit more space?
Yeah, what it's doing, it seems to be spreading out as opposed to getting taller. It really loved it on the deck this year. We've got it back inside now. But it really spread out wide. I bet it grew almost a foot wider than it was, maybe even more. It loved the summer for some reason.
Well, we did have August was one of the hottest months on record, at least in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. You're not that far away. I'm thinking it was the same way. And lemons and limes are a southern type plant. You know, they grow all year outside, Florida, those areas. So it loved that heat, that heat that it gave it. It just really helped it.
It's like it couldn't get hot enough for it, you know.
Oh, exactly. So as far as the plant, you can do one of two things. If it's just too big in the house right now and you're willing to, you know, not worry about some of the blossoms for next year, you know, you can cut it now.
Right. I think we can make it through the winter all right as far as, you know, because when it flowered last year, it actually surprised me because I really didn't think we got enough sun for it to. But it actually had a couple, three buds on it. They didn't produce anything, but.
Yeah, so with something like that, it's going to take a few years for you really to get an abundance of flowers.
Right.
You know, some plants will take up to 7 years really before it starts to produce. It just will take some time. So being as your fourth winter, maybe fifth winter going into this, maybe you could prune it now because you're not going to worry about it as much. Or you could wait until after it blooms and after it produces some of that fruit. Let's hope that this year, you know, you get some of that fruit.
Does it only take the one plant to produce fruit? You don't need a couple of different...
Well, so I believe on the lemon, you said the lemon or was it a lime? I'm sorry.
Lemon.
On the lemon, I think it's only one plant that you need to do that. You know, there's some pollinators out there that you can help it with the flowers. So what one of those things is from Bonide. It's called Tomato Spy, or it's like a spy product. What it is you spray it in the flower, and you help actually pollinate it. You do the work for the bees, that type of thing.
Right.
The other thing you can do to help pollinate those is take a look at the back of the flowers themselves and see if there's anything behind it. And sometimes you might see a little bit of fruit. And then
We saw a little bump just behind, but nothing ever produced from it. It was a small nodule.
So what you can do in the future is when you see that little bump, look for a flower that doesn't have that bump behind it. Pick that flower and then pollinate the other flower by sticking that flower inside of that flower. That's going to give all the. That's going to help pollinate it.
Yeah. I actually used the little paintbrush thing just to try to see if that helped, but I think they all had the little bump behind them, so they were probably all, I'm assuming, female.
Yes. So what you could do is you could use that, I believe it's called like Tomato Spy. I'm trying to think off the top of my head what it is. It's basically pollinating the plants for you.
Yeah.
You spray it and into the blossoms, and it will pollinate for you. That all being said, with the pruning part of it, you know, you can wait till after the flowers, or you could do it now and just reshape it. A lot of times what you can do with a plant now is look at it and say, all right, if I were to cut this branch, even if it, you know, were to have fruit, would it make the plant look better? Would I feel comfortable with it looking this way?
Right.
And help promote the new growth, because that's what pruning actually does, is it actually, so that the plants have hormones. On the tip of the plant, when you cut that, there's one hormone at the top that's created this leader, if you will. behind it, when you cut it, it's two hormones or three hormones that will actually compete to become that new leader. So you're going to make it bushier in the way that you want it to. So to be honest, it's really up to you of when you want to do it.
Right.
But the general rule of thumb is after it flowers and after you see some of the, you know, the fruit on there. But
okay.
I don't see a problem with you doing it right now, being as the plant's so young.
Exactly.
It's such a great season of growing. It really might just help it, because long term it might stress it out of the amount of growth that it had this year. Because it went from, you know, you're saying it's 3 to 4 feet. It grew a full foot this year. So it's now really getting established, and maybe it's, you know, something where you cut it back a little bit, allow it to rejuvenate and work its magic the way you want it to.
Yes, I was just a little worried, you know, trimming it back in the fall where it's going to get a lot less sun. I mean, it gets a lot of sun in the window that we have it. But obviously the sun's lower in the sky, so it's not quite as strong. And,
exactly.
And I didn't know if maybe that would stress it too much. And
I don't think it'll stress it. What you want to do is when you do prune it, maybe just continue to water it for a little bit, you know, like you would when it's outside, to allow that water to go in to rejuvenate it and keep it stronger. So that might be the best way to do it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your information.
Thank you, Kevin, for the phone call. And
okay,
good luck.
I just wanted to add, today your dad is smiling down on all of us. Godness.
Thank you.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Donna in Massachusetts.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have some coleus outside in the ground that I bought. Boy, did I get a bang for my buck because they did awesome this year. They're like more like bushes. Two things. I know you can bring them inside. What exactly do I do, and can I split those or not?
So we'll start with the bringing it inside. You can bring them inside. If they're in the ground, you want to get as much of a root system as possible. As you said, they're more like bushes this year. So it might be a bigger pot that you need. But see, get as much as you can. You don't want to completely stunt them by just grabbing it right towards the base. But obviously you can't, get a 5-foot container type inside. Kind of look at it, see, right, the plant, say it's 2 feet wide, at least try to get a foot, if you can, of the pot, for a pot, and put it into to soil inside. You can, keep it in a partially sunny window, not, complete sun, because a lot of the coleuses out there do like shade, so I'm not sure which one you have, if you have the full sun or the shade one. But that would, depending upon where you're putting it, would depend on the style you have. You want it to have a little bit of a dormancy period and cool down. You don't want to continue to water it all the time. You don't want to have it, soaked, but at the same time, you don't want it to completely just dry out. So light waterings if you bring it inside. The other thing you can do, a little bit of the weather change, and so my cold's starting to pop up on me. If it's gone to flower and the flower's done to the seeds, you can cut those back. You can cut it back a little bit. One of the things you could also do, you could go out there now, make sure it's watered in the ground, watered, you know, thoroughly. So when you do bring it inside, you're not shocking the root system as much. The root system does have that moisture in it to bring inside.
When can I feed it inside?
I wouldn't feed it for the winter. Because what you're trying to do is give it a little bit of a dormancy period to have that. Unless you're looking at it and saying, you know what, I just want to have it looking like this all year. So if you want that and prolong that, you can fertilize it. you can use like a liquid fertilizer, like a 10-10-10 to keep fertilizing. The 10-10-10 is like a general all-purpose fertilizer. You can continue to do that if you want to bring it inside and have it continue. That's really up to you.
Right. And also, should I still pinch it back or wait, and then can I put it back in the ground in the spring?
You can try to be putting it back into the spring and see what happens. There's no, you know, mistakes when it comes to this. So that definitely could work for you. You know, you can pinch it back to get rid of some of those, you know, when it goes to flower on the top, it kind of like, and when I say flower, it just has like a little seed pod on some right. of them, depending upon what they are. You can cut those back, pinch those back easily. That will help promote more growth to get wider, that type of thing.
Awesome. Great. Lots of advice.
All right, Donna, thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. excuse me. I don't want to rush the next phone call, so I'm going to wait till the other side of the break where we have a little bit more time to talk. We got about like a minute before we go to break, so I just... whoever's on the line next, let's hang tight until the other side of the break so we can actually answer your question and give some time for that. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. If you're looking for some good information, just go to my father's website at paulparent.com. There's a lot of great things on there. One of the things I really like is looking at the old newsletters, getting some of those out there. I have two of them up on the computer screen, just clicking back and forth, seeing what, you know, different things here. I'll look at a couple others in a little bit here. But it's a lot of great information. So check it out at paulparent.com. In the meantime, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's a tentative agreement now for Christine Blasey Ford to appear before a Senate committee on Thursday. She's the woman who's accused President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, of sexually assaulting her at a drunken high school party back in the 80s. Talks continue today about details of how that might happen, including the order of testimony. Ford's sister-in-law, Sandra Midler, is defending her.
She's a serious person, and she has a very full life. She didn't need to bring this into her life.
The White House is defending Kavanaugh, including Vice President Mike Pence.
I believe that Judge Brett Kavanaugh will soon be Justice Brett Kavanaugh and take his seat on the Supreme Court of the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Lorraine in Massachusetts.
Lorraine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I'm glad I was able to get through. I want to plant some hydrangeas, and I didn't know when the best time to plant. And I have two spaces that I want to put them in. One is the front of the house, which has a lot of sun, and the other one is on the other side of the house that only has sun late in the day.
Okay, so you said one side has lots of sun, one has sun late in the day, right?
Correct.
Okay. So fall is the best time to be planting. So this is the time that you should be putting out your hydrangeas.
It's
definitely a great time to be doing it. I know in a lot of garden centers, in the sunny areas, right now there's still some fall blooming hydrangeas. Those are the paniculata type hydrangeas that love the sun. A lot of them are your whites that'll go to like that pink. There's some really good ones out there. There's a limelight that stays more. It goes to like a green. There's a little lime, which is this like dwarf version of that lime. There's a quick fire, which has, it's like a red with pink on the top and becomes red. And there's a little quick fire that is a dwarf of the quick fire. Those are a couple options. Then if you want something for, it seems like you have a little bit more shade, you can use Annabelle hydrangeas. And you can use the Invincible hydrangea. Those are some good ones to be putting in, like, the shade. If you have a little bit of shade, a good one, the Endless Summer hydrangea might be nice. Endless Summer is one of those easy ones where you don't have to, when you prune it, you don't have to worry that you're going to affect next year's blossoms. It's the same thing with the limelight. If you have that full sun, the limelight grows on new wood. new and old, excuse me. So those are some, you know, easier going hydrangeas.
Do they have different flowers? I mean, the colors, any of these are all different colors or?
Yeah, so the paniculatas are more of like a cone shaped. They're a larger form like that. The shade ones, the Annabelle is more of like a round top. Okay. The Endless Summer is more of like a ball. There's even some varieties out there. Trying to think which one.
Does the soil make a difference in that? Someone told me that soil makes the color of the hydrangea. Is that true?
Yeah. So on a hydrangea, the more acidic the soil, the bluer it will be if it's a, you know, between a blue and a pink flower.
Okay.
So the bluer, so if you want it to be very blue, you would be adding lime to the soil. You would be adding a soil acidifier, not lime. A soil acidifier would be making that, so what you're affecting is the pH of the soil. You want it to be lower. Whereas if you want it more pink, you would use the lime. The lime would bring the pH up higher. So the higher the pH, the pinker the blossom. The lower the pH, the bluer the blossom. So you could get like a soil test kit at a local garden center. They have simple ones that, you know, cost a couple dollars to see what if your pH is low, if it's in the middle or if it's high, that type of thing.
Okay.
To tell you which way you need to go depending upon the color you're looking for.
Okay. All right. And that will tell me, like, if I want like a blue color, it should be what should the soil be, acidic?
Very acidic, yeah. The more acidic, the deeper. It'll almost turn into like a bluish purple.
Oh, okay.
That type.
Okay.
So the more acidic, the better. And you'd be looking at any hydrangea that would say hydrangea macrophylla at its name, and then it'll have the variety. Endless Summer.
I'm sorry.
Macrophylla.
Okay.
Okay, and those would be, those are in the blue family, blue and pinks.
Okay.
A couple that are out there would be, like I said, Endless Summer. There's also Blushing Bride Endless Summer, which is like a pinkish color. It's like a white with pink tones to it.
Do they grow large, like a big bush, or can I keep them small?
Some will say as a big bush, depending upon how, you know, the area. Some will get 4 to 6 feet, maybe a little bit bigger. If you're looking for smaller ones for your sunny areas, try to look for, like, the little lime hydrangea or the little quickfire. Those are two that stay small because they have their counterpart, which will get bigger, which would be the limelight or the quickfire. So those are a couple that would stay smaller. You can take a look. Some of them will actually just stay a couple feet. That might work for you.
Yeah, I think that's what we're looking for anyway. And we have a lot of snow in the wintertime, and it gets thrown in the yard where we have our plants. I have rhododendron there and azaleas there. And I was wondering, does this have to be covered in the wintertime?
Well, so a lot of it will die back to the ground. It'll just be sticks. You can cover it a little bit, but I don't think you need to. One of the things I would do, and my father's always talked about in the past, using that wilt stop, the wilt proof on all the evergreens that you have. And then on the tips of like hydrangeas, to be spraying those. You're not going to read it on a package. You're not going to hear it from a lot of different people. But spraying the tips will help keep some of that moisture into the plant and go back into the plant. So that might be an option, especially if you're already spraying your evergreens. That option's out there. It's just an idea to help, you know, give you a little bit of that insurance policy, if you will, for the next year.
So we wouldn't even need that little netting like that they put around them, right?
I wouldn't, unless it's a very highly covered area by the snow that it really gets thrown into those areas.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it would be worth getting like a...
Well, last year we had quite a bit, so it really did get, you know, a lot of snow in those areas. And what about the rhododendrons? Would that be the same thing? Would I have to cover that?
I wouldn't cover the rhododendrons. Okay. You might wrap them with burlap, but spraying with that wilt stop and wilt proof is definitely going to help it.
Oh, okay.
It's going to keep the moisture in there. Snow cover isn't a complete bad thing. It's just when it, you know, obviously we get lots of snow and it does do some damage. You know, this winter maybe we don't get a lot of snow. You know, we'll see. As my father always said, snow is a poor man's fertilizer.
Oh, well,
so it's not a bad thing.
Right.
It does keep the plant at that same temperature all winter. It allows the plant to actually, instead of that freeze-thaw effect, it allows it to stay one temperature, have that dormant period during the winter to be stronger for next year. So it's not a bad thing.
And what kind of fertilizer would I have to have? Anything special for the hydrangeas?
No, so
I use Polytone on my rhododendron.
So that's an acidic soil, acidic fertilizer.
Okay.
So that could be something you use on your hydrangeas.
Okay.
Most likely what I would like to see you do is use like a 10-10-10 during the year. You can do it a couple times, maybe three times during the season.
Okay.
For hydrangeas, that's a general all-purpose fertilizer that really helps out. But
okay.
If you're, you know, is if
that
you're in the area,
name or is that do you just go in and say 10-10-10 fertilizer?
If you go into a garden center and ask for 10-10-10, they'll have it. A lot of times I've seen it with the Espoma products, the granular fertilizer. That's a great one. To be putting into the soil, or if you know, you say 10-10-10. It's all nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. They're all going to be the same no matter which company they come from.
Oh.
But I like the Espoma products. They're really good at what they do.
All right. That's great. Well, thank you very much for your information. I really appreciate it. And you're really doing a great job.
Thank you, Lorraine. And good luck with the hydrangeas and your yard this year.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food, originally designed for professionals. Use it for everything you plant to guarantee success. Even in poor soils, the secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones, a full line of organic plant foods including Holytone, Plant Tone, and Rose Tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley in New Hampshire.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Yes, my neighbor has a pear tree, and they've had it for several years, and they get bushels and bushels and bushels of pears from it. Now, this year, the very, very top of the tree is so heavy with pears that it's just bent right over, and they're laying on the ground. And they're wondering what, you know, if they can cut those top branches off or what to do, because the tree looks weird because all the branches are just right on the ground, loaded with pears.
Well, so I guess it's a good problem to have, if you will, with the pears being so fruitful. So you could definitely prune them back this year. You know, get the harvest as much of the pears as you want. Get them all you know, taken out of the plant and then mm-hmm. prune it back. Being not a problem to do it. What I'd suggest for them to do is obviously cut some of the top back. What you're going to notice, though, the weight has held the plant down for a while, it seems. So they're not just going to all of a sudden shoot right back up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take some time for it to go back up.
Okay.
So you, what they really need to do is take a look at the plant, the tree itself, and say, all right, when I cut this back, when it stands itself up, if it stands itself back up,
mm-hmm.
is it going to look right at this size?
Okay.
So you kind of have to step back with each cut and see how it does.
Uh-huh.
The other suggestion that I would like to see them do is any branches that are crossing each other or uh-huh. rubbing on each other. So with the plants being on top, the branches being on top of each other, it really will affect them and hurt them. So by cutting those, and then any of the sucker growth that goes straight up, I know a pear tree, a lot of times it does go straight up. But why don't we do this? We're about to go to break. Hang tight. I'll give you a little bit more information on the other side of the break, and I'll give you some more answers. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries. Roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps. So your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were speaking with Shirley about the pear trees. I just wanted to give a little bit more information about the pruning. So like I said, any of the branches that are rubbing against each other, those are the ones you want to get rid of, one of them. Usually the one that's on top of it.
Okay.
Because what's happening is that one that's on top of it is now resting on top of the lower branch and putting a lot of its weight on there. So that might be one to get rid of.
Okay.
Clipping of the top to get rid of some of the weight of the pears that are there. Obviously they want to harvest first, but you can do that.
Yeah.
The other one is the sucker growth. And the sucker growth, you might, when you look at the tree, you might look at it, and on the bottom, where the trunk is, you'll see branches that kind of go out like about an inch, you know, horizontally, and then all of a sudden go straight up and down. Those are called suckers. And what they are is they're just taking water and nutrients away from the plant. So you want to get rid of those on the side, because what you're really trying to do is give the nutrients back to the top of the plant and to the sides of the plant. Mm-hmm. So when you're pruning it on the top, make sure you do everything you can to really help it. And then what I'd like to see them do is use a tree tone fertilizer from Espoma. That's a great product to be putting in there, and use it at half the rate that you would normally do in the spring. That's going to help its root system get a little bit stronger.
Okay, so do that this year?
Yep, do it in the fall at half the rate that they recommend, okay. And then in the spring at the full rate.
Okay, now what they were wondering, how far back these real top branches should be cut back?
So the rule of thumb is by a third. Plants should be cut back by a third. Sometimes you can go all the way to about a half, but if you go more than half, you're really doing more damage than helping the plant.
Okay.
What I'd suggest them doing is this year start with a third. And when I say third, I'm talking of the part of the tree that's actually green. Don't count the trunk. Okay,
no,
so
right.
You know, just the green, because yeah. there are some people that would look at it and say, okay, the tree is 10 feet tall with the trunk, and say a third of that is going to be, you know, 3 1/3.
Yeah.
When in fact, the trunk is like 3 feet already, so you have, you know, 7 feet left. So, you know, I just want to make sure that they take a look at that. But it's usually by a third. But definitely do it now after the fall harvest, and then do it next year in the fall again to really get it down and size it. You're going to notice a lot of great things are going to happen for that. It's probably going to be bushier as well next year, and hopefully you have, you know, they have a great harvest again. We kind of had this spring, we kind of had our own little pruning back early with the snow that we've been having, the snow that we had later in the season. You know, we had nor'easter after nor'easter in February and March versus January, December, January, and beginning of February.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of pruned it a little bit and created some of that for them.
The branches that are crossed over, how far would they go back on those?
Well, so on some of them, you cut right back to the trunk itself, depending upon where they cross over each other.
Uh-huh.
What they really want to do is take a look at the branching and say, okay, if I get rid of this branch completely, is the plant going to look okay?
Okay.
Is it going to be too much?
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes what you really need to do is sometimes take drastic measures and cut back on some of these. Mm-hmm. My parents' house here in Maine, they had a crab apple. You know, you're not really eating the fruit, but it did the same thing where I looked at it and I was like, you know, this branch right here. If I get rid of this, it's not really going to affect the tree long term, but it's going to help rejuvenate it by allowing those nutrients and everything to go to the rest of the plant instead of just sitting on the, you know, certain areas. So, you know, it might be, you know, some of the branches might be drastic where you cut back to the trunk itself. Some might just be by a third.
Mm-hmm.
But you really play it by ear and see, you know, how it's going to look.
Yeah. Okay. Well, given this information, because every year I go up and I pick, I don't know, maybe a couple, 3 bushels, and I can them, and they take and throw them over. They get so many, they just don't know what to do with them, so they just give them to the deer and throw them over the bank.
Great.
And, okay, you've been a big help, and I'll give them
Shirley, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. Thank you.
Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.